Good morning. Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with John Osher. Here's the stories we're covering today and through the rest of the week. Obviously, the Bortles story. You said it would be a story until it isn't.
Well,
and it doesn't appear it is anymore.
And now it's a different story in that every week we're going to talk about how the kid played. And that's what you're looking for now. You're looking for progress. You're looking for what the future is going to look like. Clearly, he's the guy. He's the guy going forward. And now the franchise sort of depends on how he develops.
I get Ben Roethlisberger emails. I hope people have perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be in Ben's first year. The Steelers were a built team around him, and they were ready. So he was ready to get in there. There are some similarities, but it's going to take time for all those to show. It's going to take time for the rest of the team to build around him.
Those Steelers have the best defense in the league. That is not the case right now. The Jaguars may be the worst. All three games have given up at least 400 yards. Yesterday, 529.
Well, and now this becomes the story till it's not, because this is sort of a mystery. I assumed that the offense was even going to have days like it did in the first half yesterday, because you're so young, and I think they'll have some days even with Blake in the game. But the defense, you know, everything that you understood in the offseason about what they did on the defensive line, their experience coming back in the secondary, they were supposed to be better than this, and they're not. Gus Bradley said after we're done, he said he's not considering going to a play-calling role. He thinks the talent is there. It's got to show up.
All right, the final story that we're covering, the road trip. It's a short week. The Jaguars leave on Friday to go to California, where they've only won twice, both times in Oakland.
Right. Well, and that's real. The whole, they're flying on Friday. They got to figure out some way to sort of combat the time change. But really the whole time change, all the periphery stories this week, got to get better on the field, and the rest will take care of itself.
All right, those are your morning headlines. Have a great day.